CDC tells Americans to wear masks over Labor Day weekend. By Hannah Blow on September 4, 2021. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, issued guidance to Americans ahead of Labor Day advising them to get vaccinated and wear a mask in indoor areas if they are in places of high transmission. Celebrate this hashtag Labor Day safely. Get vaccinated against hashtag COVID-19. Everyone, even vaccinated people, in areas with a substantial or high level of community spread should hashtag wear a mask indoors in public. The Federal Health Agency advised in a Friday tweet. Before proceeding to advise unvaccinated people to get the jab and wear a mask in certain outdoor situations. The CDC did not mention a recent study. As Breitbart News reported, which found masks are only able to filter roughly 10% of exhaled aerosols. The results show that a standard surgical and three-ply cloth masks, which see current widespread use, filter at apparent efficiencies of only 12.4% and 9.8%, respectively, the study concluded, noting that KN95 and N95 masks were far more effective at filtering out aerosols. Apparent efficiencies of 46.3% and 60.2% are found for KN95 and R95 masks, respectively, which are still notably lower than the verified 95% rated ideal efficiencies. Researchers continued in the data published last month prior to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, reversing course, advising fully vaccinated individuals to wear masks if they are in high-risk areas. Notably, early last year, Dr. Anthony Fauci admitted that basic drugstore masks are not really effective in keeping out virus, which is small enough to pass through the material. Despite eventually supporting double masking, Fauci made a similar admission during a 60 Minutes interview last year. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better and it might even block a droplet. But it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is, he said. And, often, there are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask and they keep touching their face, he continued. According to the CDC's September 2 data, 52.7% of the U.S. population is considered fully vaccinated, leaving tens of millions foregoing the jab, a fact Dr. Anthony Fauci has publicly lamented. You can't have 90 million people who are eligible to be vaccinated who are not vaccinated and expect that you can make a good prediction about where we're going to be, he told NPR's Mary Lucy Kelly last month.